Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Something a little bit different today. Obviously, there was carnage over the weekend when it comes to injuries in the NRL. KP, Jamal Fogarty, it might be a case of the Raiders and the Newcastle Knights seasons being over potentially. We'll see how they respond. But some huge injuries there, and I thought, why not go to the best man in the business, the great NRL physio. We're going to grab him on the dog and bone now to ask him a couple of questions from the injuries this weekend.
Hello.
Hey, mate, how are we?
Mate, going well. Busy, but well.
Yeah, I imagine you must be busy, mate. We've got you live on the Guru podcast here. We just want to pick your brain over a couple of injuries from the weekend.
Yeah, hit me.
Mate, the first one, Kalyn Ponga, obviously the biggest talking point out of the weekend. I heard you talking about how obviously this most recent injury had nothing to do with the hip pointer, which I thought was great. There was some vicious rumours being spread over that sort of shit. Where's KP sitting, mate? And like, are we a sniff to see him back this year? Do you reckon the Knights sit him for the rest of the year? What's your thought process around this one?
Yeah, the interesting thing about Liz Frank injuries, which is like the midfoot, so the arch your foot, it's quite variable. Like we call it in medical circles, like the ACL of the foot. So it's a bit of a tough one for rehab. But the interesting, I guess, component is that it can be like Wormu Greg came back in 9 weeks last year from one, but then also Luke Thompson came back in 20 weeks because he had a horrible rehab. And so it just shows you that it can be quite varied. The average is that 12 weeks. So I think he comes back because 12 weeks is still, you know, round 19, 20. So I think we see him, even if the Knights aren't doing all that well, because there's still a good 7-8 weeks left. And I mean 7-8 weeks if they can get 7-8 wins with KP killing it. I think we see him again this year, unless he has a really rank rehab process.
So you're putting the red Sharpie through him as far as State of Origin goes?
I just don't see how they would risk him, especially with the quality of replacement in Reece Walsh. Even if he's killing it, I just don't see him coming back for Origin.
Now, mate, you'd obviously know more than me, but I know from talking to mates that follow the NBA and whatnot that a couple of guys that have had these Liz Frank injuries, they haven't quite come back themselves post this injury. Is there any sort of threat of KP changing as a player?
Yeah, like not long term. Usually guys come back pretty well, like in the mid to long term. It's more like when they first come back, the overall, and this is in studies that are done on things like power, acceleration, you know, these kind of things, there's usually about a 20% drop in that initial period when you're back. So even when you're, you know, fit and healthy, you just have that little bit of limitation there. But like AJ Brimson's had a Liz Frank injury with surgery, and look at him now. You wouldn't know it, right? Like, he's killing it. So there's no real long-term concerns.
All right, mate, talk to me about Jamal Fogarty, obviously a crucial piece for the Canberra Raiders. I know it would have been a shocking night to be Tim Williams dogged, would have got the absolute shit kicked out of him the other night. Talk to me about Fogs.
Yeah, mate, he'll be out for 3 months. This isn't one that you can kind of accelerate all that much. The ruptured biceps tendon, it's pretty cooked at the elbow. If you don't get it surgically repaired, guys can't play through it. So, yeah, he'll be 3 months. I have seen guys go out to kind of 14, 15 weeks. But, yeah, you usually pretty consistently see guys come back at around that 12-week mark.
Interesting, mate. Talk to me about Clint Gutherson. I've heard some mixed reports on this one. What have you got?
Mate, I think this is the controversy. Like, everyone's carrying on about Kalen Ponga playing on the weekend and bloody, bloody, blah. Clint Gutherson's got a degenerative knee that he's had two ACLs, a meniscus surgery on last year, and he had to have a shitload of fluid taken out of it last week and looked absolutely busted on the weekend. No one's talking about that. That's the one everyone should be talking about because, like, there's the argument of, you know, should he played or shouldn't he have played. There's real concerns here, I think, for me. The history there of the two ACLs and meniscus surgery, now he's getting repeated fluid on it. I've read a report this morning that he might be moving to 5'8 soon to try and, deload him, which makes a lot of sense. I've got real concerns for Gutho in the short term. He is 29, so he's still, he's still got plenty of his career left. But certainly in the short term until they get on top of this, I mean, this is an injury and a situation that we saw Greg Inglis forced into retirement for. He was getting fluid on his knee after multiple knee surgeries. And, like, he was 32 and he was well down the track. But, yeah, it's just not a good situation. So I'm very hesitant on Gutho having a good year this year.
Yeah, right. That's a real worry. Yeah, I've heard that it's – I heard yesterday that it's a little bit worse than what we've been told. So interesting one to watch there with Gutho. Mate, the last one I want to ask you about, and it's sort of flown under – well, not flown under the radar, but because they had the bye last week, I think people have sort of forgotten that, you know, this South Sydney pack's going to be without Junior Totola for a few weeks, which is going to be a huge, huge loss. How long are you expecting him to be out?
Yeah, so 12 weeks, he's got same injury as Mitch Moses. So he's fractured the fifth metatarsal, which is a bone on the outer side of his midfoot. It's a bone in the foot that has pretty poor blood supply, so they're pretty tough to accelerate. I was actually a bit surprised when the EEL said 8 weeks for Moses, because usually it's like that 10 to 12 week kind of range, and that's what the Rabbits have said for Totola, and I probably usually expect around that time frame.
Interesting. Now, mate, before I let you go, there's just one more I want to ask you about, and this is probably more of a future injury, but I'm hearing there's a good shot that a bit of alcohol poisoning for the NRL physio at Magic Round.
Mate, I saw you're going to be lighting up Lefties Music Hall, but I probably won't see you at Lefties, but I'll see you like we did last year, maybe 2 to 3 a.m. Caxton downstairs dance floor. I reckon that's where we're going to do our best work for the weekend.
Oh, we'll be carving out some rugs, you and me, mate.
Love it, mate. No, it'll be good. I love it. It's my mecca every year, Magic Round. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Mate, the best of the best. Mate, I know you're a busy man. You've actually got a real job, unlike most of us. So I thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate your time, brother. And we'll catch up for a beer soon, yeah?
No worries, mate. Talk to you soon.
Cheers, mate. Tell you what, Catmandu, 12 weeks for Totola.
Yikes.
Doesn't sound good.
See you later.
Not ideal. So, yeah, there we go, the NRL physio. Whenever we have big injury weekends, we'll get him on the dog and bone and get his thoughts on what's happening and whatnot. I'd love to bring the NRL physio in a little bit more. He's great at what he does, isn't he, Kat?
He has found a niche
and
he is so good at it and everybody knows who he is.
He's, especially for me and Kat that are like content people, it's pretty special what he's done.
Oh, absolutely. I think what's crazy is how he is the conversation starter for so much content around injuries or NRL news in general. He has become a part of the system.
Yeah, and I absolutely love it. Even when the games are on, you quite often hear the Fox commentators and whatnot that will say, oh, let's see what NRL physio has to say about it. I think it's unreal. And, you know, there's I'm sure there'd be people out there on teams and staff members that probably aren't the biggest fans in the world, but I just love what he provides for people and whatnot. Fizz has got a Patreon as well, so go and check that out where, you know, if you really want your in-depth analysis and whatnot, especially if you're like a Supercoach player or a draft player in particular, want to know a lot more about your players and whatnot. For example, if you're like a KP owner, my God, it'd be so important to have his Patreon this week. So go and check it out. NRL Physio on Patreon there. Go and check it out. And obviously, I'm sure you guys are, but if you're not, make sure you're following him on your social medias as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.